Hey, this is Keldeo, the Sword of Justice, and you're listening to Pokemon Rewind. Hey, hey, Arcaders, it's UberNerd527 here. Welcome to the Pokemon Rewind Podcast, where we talk about all things Pokemon, be it the anime, be it the games, be it the manga, it doesn't matter. We talk about all things Pokemon here in the Pokemon Rewind Podcast. And I am so happy to come to you. Now, this podcast is going to be a little different than most. It's going to be a very short podcast, and that's because mainly we just want to talk about our quick first impressions of the Pokemon games, the brand new games that came out, Pokemon Sun and Moon. Now, before we get into the first impression review, I do want to go ahead and say that you may have noticed that, first of all, you may have noticed that I'm co-hostless. I don't have a co-host with me tonight, and that's because Danny the Ultrasonic Player and I planned to record together, but unfortunately life happens and so we were unable to. But I really wanted to make sure that I got this podcast out here. Now hopefully, I will have Danny's thoughts, first impressions of the game on here as well as my own. He's going to record it and then email it to me so that way I can put it in here. So hopefully you'll be hearing that after I talk a little bit about it. Also, at the end of this podcast, we are going to have an announcement about Pokemon Rewind, the Pokemon Rewind podcast. If you've been listening to Pokemon Rewind for a while now, you may want to listen up to this announcement. It's very, very important. Also, if you're an avid arcader, if you go to the Arcade Archives Network website, you may also want to listen to this as well. And even if you are just a first-time listener and you've never listened to this podcast before, maybe this is the first time on the site, you may have never been in on the site before, this is a great time to jump in because what we're about to announce on this podcast here today concerns everybody, and I think it's very exciting to announce all this stuff and be like the kind of the first podcast to do that. So just listen up real carefully. Now, before I get into my review, first of all, I want to say I know that a lot of you have not gotten Pokemon yet. There are some people in the world out there that have not got Pokemon yet. Do not worry. I am not going to spoil anything. Now, I will be talking about game elements, so if you consider game elements a spoiler, then you may not want to listen until after you play the game. I will be talking about some of the game elements that I feel. So I won't be talking about the story itself, but I will be talking about what my impressions of the story are and things like that. So, you know, if you feel that this may be a spoiler, wait till you play the game and then come back. But otherwise, I'm really not going to spoil the game for you. I feel that this game shouldn't be spoiled, and I even think the Pokemon Company itself feels that way, and that's why they gave us very little information about this game. So I'm going to go with the Pokemon Company on this, and I'm going to very, very quietly and very... I am not going to give any spoilers for the Pokemon game, but I will be talking about a few things. So if you feel that game elements are spoilers, if you feel that mechanics are spoilers, then, you know, just listen to it after you've played the game. So I like to tell stories, so let me just go ahead and start off with the story. So on Thursday night, I went to the midnight release of Pokemon Sun and Moon. Now, if you've listened to our podcast from a few weeks ago, you know that both me and Danny the Ultrasonic Player, we decided to get both versions of the game. This is the first generation of Pokemon, and I've played Pokemon since the beginning. The first generation ever of Pokemon that I have bought both versions of the game. I have never done that before. And I was a little bit excited because the Pokemon Company actually got me to buy both versions of the game. And like I said before, this has never been done before. And I can't wait to play both versions. But like I said previously, I'm only going to be doing Pokemon Sun right now because, that's the only game I can go through right now. I can only go through one version of the game at a time. So after I go through my Pokemon Sun version, I'm definitely going through my Pokemon Moon version. Okay? But we'll talk mainly about Pokemon Sun. So when I got to the midnight release, by the way, it was a lot of fun. Went to my local GameStop. A lot of people there. I ended up buying not only both versions of the game, but a plush Litten toy that was there, which was really kind of cool looking. I wasn't even planning on getting that thing, but it was really, really cool, so I had to pick it up. I really, really had to pick that thing up, so I brought that home with me as well. And came home and put. I made sure that everything was ready, so that I could sit down and I could play the game without any interruptions. I sat down, I put my headphones in, and I just turned the game on. And from the very first moment that I turned the game on, I was blown away. First of all, the game is... this version of Pokemon is so much more cinematic than any other Pokemon game to date. It feels like I'm playing a movie. It feels like I'm actually playing through this story, and I'm invested in this story a little bit more than I have been in previous Pokemon versions. Now, that is so, so different from what I'm used to before. Now, don't get me wrong, there have been story elements that are very classic to Pokemon. The original Pokemon game had a really good story, a very classic story. The second generation, I felt, had a very good story as well. But since the second gen, I feel that the story has kind of tapered off a little bit. That story had kind of taken a back seat. That it was just all about the Pokemon and all about the game offerings. Just all the things that you can do in the game. It wasn't too much about the story. Now, mind you, I play all kinds of different video games. And really, if you really think about it, most video games are repetitive. The same game over and over and over again, just either different challenges or slightly different mechanics or whatnot. For example, Mega Man. For the most part, most of the old Mega Man games are pretty much the same. You know, you go around, you fight eight different bosses. You then beat up Dr. Wily. You go around and jump and shoot. That's basically all you do. But depending on the different game you play, depends on the different puzzles and different levels and trying to figure out how to get from one place to the other. But for the most part, the mechanics are pretty much the same. Also, video games are very unique because story is a very... you don't necessarily need a good story to have a good video game. Case in point, and please, for those of you out there who do like fighting games, please don't be offended by what I say, but fighting games really, for the most part, don't have very much of a story. It's just all about the fighting. It's all about the fighting and finding the character that suits you when you're playing. And that's fine. That's not a big, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's a staple of video games, is that it's very unique that with other genres of media, movies, books, TV shows, you need a good story to hook people in. You need a very good story. And it's very, very important to have a good story. With video games, though, you can have an okay story, or even not a story at all, and you can still have a good game. And so I feel that, you know, story for Pokemon has been kind of this backseat thing, this kind of just for a while. And Black and White tried very hard to up the story elements. I do agree that Black and White had a fairly decent story compared to all the other different generations of Pokemon. But so far as I've played Pokemon Sun, and by the way, just so you know where I'm at in the game, I have now, as of right now, I have beaten my third trial in the game. I've beaten three of the trials in the game. I've beaten three totem Pokemon. I'm not going to tell you who they are. I'm just telling you that I beat them. And it's not much of a spoiler because you can find all this on the Pokemon website. But I have beaten three of my trials. I am now on the second island. Again, I'm not going to tell you what the island's called or where I'm at or what I'm trying to do. All I'm going to let you know is that I'm on the second island. And so far, I have been blown away by this Pokemon game. The story, the characters, even the Pokemon themselves. One of the things that I really applaud the Pokemon Company for, and Nintendo for, is that they only gave us a taste, a very small taste, of what this game is going to be. And I really, really love that, because I have gone around doing a whole bunch of things and finding out a whole bunch of things that I never thought I'd be doing in a Pokemon game. And I really enjoyed it. I haven't beaten it yet, so I cannot tell you where this generation now stands. But as it stands right now, Pokemon, the second generation of Pokemon, which is Pokemon Silver, Gold, and Crystal, are my favorite generations of all time. And really, to tell you the truth, nothing has beaten that yet. However, this version of Pokemon may take the second place crown away from Pokemon X and Y. Now, the original games, from the original games, because I do love the original games. Pokemon X and Y is probably about third. So I'd probably bump everyone down, but so far as I've played, it's a really great game. Now, I have to say some of the elements make it more immersive. I feel like I'm actually affecting the Pokemon that I'm training. The fact that there are parts of the game where, and again, this may be a spoiler if you don't like game mechanic spoiling, then don't listen to what I'm about to say. But I love it that in battle, if a Pokemon gets injured or hurt or paralyzed, poisoned, just gets wet from getting too many water guns, that you can actually take these grooming tools and you can actually clean them up. I think that's amazing, not only as a game mechanic, for the fact that now I don't have to run all the way back to the Pokemon Center to get my Pokemon healed from being paralyzed or poisoned or whatever. Now I can just heal them myself, and that way I don't have to worry about it. Not only that fact alone, but the fact that it makes me feel more like I am a Pokemon trainer for real, instead of just little pictures on the screen. It feels more realistic. And the more you do these kind of things, the more the Pokemon becomes affectionate to you. What I started to do now is I've actually started to do kind of like football games. They have a lot of times they pick like the player of the game and they give them the game ball. I kind of do that now. One of the things you can give your Pokemon are these things called Pokebeans. And Pokebeans are kind of like Poffins in this game, or Pokeblocks in the third generation. You just feed them to Pokemon. It doesn't necessarily do anything to their stats. It just kind of makes them more affectionate to you. I started to, you know, give every time I got a victory and maybe one of the Pokemon is hurt a little bit or got some mud on them or just wet and I just need to dry them off, I will give them a bean. If they're the one who defeated the Pokemon, I give them a bean as kind of their reward for, beating the Pokemon. And it's been such a fun ride and such an immersive experience as opposed to most Pokemon games. Like I said, I feel more like I'm actually a Pokemon trainer in this game. And it feels a little bit more realistic in that sense. Now, I will have to say, The only gripes that I have are very nitpicky. Very, very nitpicky. I think one of the things that kind of bummed me the most was the fact that I had to... I really wanted Pokemon to do the same thing they did in Black and White, where you didn't see any of the old Pokemon until after you beat the game. I was really hoping that would happen, but unfortunately it did not. However, there aren't very many old Pokemon. There are a few here and there, but there's not as many, and it's kind of interesting now, because most of the Pokemon that they have shown us have been on the first two islands. But now that I've gotten through most of the second island, I'm starting to find Pokemon that they never told us about, and I never knew about. And now I'm going, well, what's this? What's that? What's this? What's that? And that's another thing about this game that I really enjoy, is that this feels more... It's trying to make you explore more. And I've actually found myself wasting a lot of time just walking around, trying to find secrets, trying to look under and over and through things, and trying to find as many hidden secrets as I can through the Pokemon. I've also noticed a lot of little nods to Nintendo, to previous Pokemon games, and some other things as well in the dialogue. I thought that was amazing as well. So, overall, I really do enjoy the game. And even more so this time around, there have been computer players that I really did enjoy in previous Pokemon games. But I really love these Pokemon characters that are in the game this time around. I think these characters, and again, to not spoil anything, I won't tell you exactly who I'm specifically talking about, but if you played the game, you should pretty much know who I'm talking about. These characters are really well-rounded, and even though I don't know much about the character's history as of yet, I do know that these characters are very kind of interesting, and you want to find out more about them, and there's just this aura of mystery that you're just trying to seek out and trying to find out, okay, what are these guys? Who are they? Why are they here? And then, of course, we have our bad guy team, as always. However, in this version of the game, as of previous versions, the bad guy team has been pretty much professional, and people were fearing them, and you could even say that some of them were gangsters, and some of them were organized crimes. In this version of the game, it feels like they're more of an annoyance than an actual threat, as of right now, anyways. So, they're all over the place, and it feels like most of the people in Alola are more like, oh, you know, there they go, yeah, whatever. So... I do kind of like that as well. They're a completely different team. I also like that I can answer things in the game, too. That's another thing that just came to mind, is that there's a lot of questions I can answer. I'm not just a silent protagonist a la, like, Link in the Legend of Zelda series. I can actually speak up things. Now, obviously, I can't say a whole lot in the game. But there are questions that people ask me, and then people will react to whatever my answer is, and I think that's kind of neat. Now, is this a Mass Effect kind of thing, where you turn, you know, you get, your trainer will turn good or bad depending on whatever? I don't think so, but it's actually kind of interesting to see, to not just mindlessly press the first choice all the time, to actually be able to go, okay, well, what would I really say? Which one of these answers would I really answer with? And then kind of see what the how the characters react to whatever you answer. That's kind of an interesting thing. Again, that whole immersive experience that really, truly puts this game ahead of anything that Pokemon has done before. Cinematics. This is something that I truly love about this game. There are cutscenes in this game. Now, they use the game engine for the most part to do these cutscenes. So, obviously, they're not going to look like Kingdom Hearts or anything like that, Final Fantasy or anything like that. But they do look really, really good, very cinematic, and again, like I said, very immersive in the experience. And I really did enjoy this. So, my first impressions of Pokemon Sun are amazing. Now, one more thing I do want to cover, because it is important, is the Pokemon. I really do like a lot of the Pokemon, a lot of the new Pokemon. There has not been a Pokemon yet that I have sat back and went, "Oh, I don't know about that thing." So I do enjoy the Pokemon a lot. I have found a lot of Pokemon that I have put on my team, and I'm actually having a hard time deciding which Pokemon I should keep in my team and which Pokemon I should take out. Trying out new Pokemon and seeing what they do is really cool. Now, a couple of things that I was very excited to find out. First, I found out that Wonder Trade is back. So you can Wonder Trade again, so that makes me very, very happy. If you don't know anything about Wonder Trade, and you want to know a little bit more about it, this is like your first Pokemon game, you've never played it before, and you don't know what this Wonder Trade is, for the Reader's Digest version of what this thing is, basically, you send a Pokemon to a random trainer, and a random trainer will send a Pokemon to you, and you'll just switch. And it's kind of an interesting thing, because you never know what you're going to get. And it's so much fun, and you can sit for hours and just Wonder Trade. I did an article back in the X and Y days, back in the first couple of months of the release of X and Y, about Wonder Trade. If you want to learn more about that, go on the site, thearcadearchives.com, and you can actually read that article. A lot of people really like that article. I keep getting a lot of comments about that, so I'm very glad that people love this article. I feel that this applies to Pokemon Sun and Moon as well. I feel the Wonder Trade is it's pretty much the same, but it just looks flashier. Now, I have not been on the Global Trading System or the GTS yet. So when I do, I'll probably come back and talk a little bit more about that in future podcasts. And I also love the Festival Plaza. It's kind of an interesting thing to do. It's kind of a way to make kind of what we had for it was I think it was called the PSS, the Pokemon something something. I don't remember exactly what the acronym was for that. But in a last generation, you could see anybody who was passing by you if anyone was playing the game locally. And then if you were connected to the internet, you could see all the people pretty much that were playing the game online. This is kind of more, the festival is more of a 3D version of that. So you actually can walk around in like a festival, you can do games, you could actually see people who are online and you can actually talk to them. And some of them will ask you personal questions, and some of them will just say, "Hello, how you doing?" And you can run around and do kind of all these different jobs and whatnot, and try to level up your festival and make it more appealing for people to come to. I feel that this is almost like Animal Crossing in a way, and I feel it's almost like Secret Bases. I never was a big fan of Secret Bases. I know that there are a lot of people who are, and that's fine. Even in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, I just kind of put a base together just to kind of see what was new. But really, I never was a big fan of bases. I remember back in the day in Pokemon Gold and Silver, you could actually customize your bedroom. And it was pretty much the same feeling. I kind of just got a few things and just put them in my red room, and that was about it. But for this festival, I feel it's kind of cool that you can customize the festival. You can put different rides and different attractions for people to go to. I feel that, this is kind of a new way to play. And also, the fact that you can actually do global missions that everybody around the world can do, that you're like joining together as this Pokemon community and trying to get these global things done. That's really cool. I also like the fact that not only can you Wonder Trade, but also battling online is different. You can actually download the official rules for the tournament. So if you ever wanted to try to play the Pokemon tournament, if you ever wanted to get ready to do competitions, you can actually play the actual Pokemon rules, which is another thing that I think is really kind of neat about this version of the game, is they're really trying to make it easier for you to compete. And now, what other things I'm going to be finding out, I don't know yet. But like I said, this is just my first impressions. I've only played the game for, let me see, I've got my game right here. I'm gonna look it up real quick. Hold on. Let's see. All right, I've only played the game for 13 hours now. Wow, that's much more than I thought. Well, I've only played the game for 13 hours now, and I feel that there's so much more to explore, and there's so much more to do that I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to go next. I just know that I'm excited to see what there is in this game. So to wrap this all up, I really, really, really enjoyed Pokemon Sun. I cannot wait to go and play Pokemon Moon and see what the difference is between the two versions, see the differences between the two games and see what exactly is different between the two games. What story beats are a little bit different. I can't wait to see that. So thank you very much, guys, and I will turn it all over to Danny the Ultrasonic Player.
Yo, what's happening, Arcaders? This is Danny the Ultrasonic Player, and I am here with a special recording of my first impressions of both Pokemon Sun and Moon. Now, originally, Uber Nerd and I were planning on doing, you know, an actual recording of us doing our first impressions, but because of real life being what it can be, well, we had to improvise. So, for me, in my case, the best way to describe my first impressions of Pokemon Sun and Moon is that it is an amazing game. It really is. And it's something that you really have to play to get a sense of why that's the case. But having played the first couple of minutes of it, or actually more than just a few minutes, you really get a sense of just a whole new world, with definitely a Hawaiian feel, which isn't a bad thing, especially, you know, just considering, you know, the different places that you've already been to in some of the previous games. But with this one, it really has that Hawaiian feel. But yet it doesn't detract from what Pokemon is, or at least the basic elements of what makes Pokemon Pokemon, which is really important. And of course, you know, as is the case with most Pokemon games, there are a few tropes that it follows, but then again, that's okay, because again, without those staples, you know, it would kind of take away from the experience. But with that, it does incorporate a lot of new elements and builds off of old concepts that have been seen in previous games. Not the least of which being is that now you really get to take a page from our favorite Pokemon breeder from the anime, Brock. You really get a chance to take a page from his book and really get a chance to, in a way, breed your Pokemon, and not just in a sense of, you know, breeding the right kinds of Pokemon to get a Pokemon egg. But with this one, you really get a chance to take care of them both when you're on the road, and even right after a Pokemon battle, whether it be, you know, with a wild Pokemon or even with other trainers, which is really good, because now with this kind of like grooming, if you will, and kind of, you know, really taking care of your Pokemon, and not just with potions and antidotes and whatnot. No, you really get a chance to really go more in depth with your Pokemon, in the sense that where you can feed them cool little seeds, you get to pamper them, if you will, you know, and whatnot. And so it really gives you a more one-to-one, maybe not one-to-one, but definitely a more personal experience with your Pokemon that really allows you to feel more of the experience of what it means to be a Pokemon trainer. Now, in my case, so far, I have only just gotten through having my second fight with my second Pokemon battle with one of my rivals, which is actually pretty much a friendly rival. But still, I mean, it's so. But in all, though, I've managed to collect up to 6 Pokemon so far. And I'm still looking forward to collecting a whole lot more. So yeah, I mean, again, granted, I have not gotten past the first Pokemon trial, though I'm willing to bet a certain arcade brother of mine has already gone ahead and done that, which again, more power to him. But I'm catching up, though. I'm catching up with you, Urbanerd. I am right behind you. So yeah, but in all, again, as I've said in a previous episode of Pokemon Rewind, this is a game that you have to have both versions of to really get the experience, and it is one that you will definitely enjoy for now until the end of time, because it is that good. So again, if you have not yet gotten Pokemon Sun and Moon, what in the world are you waiting for? Go and buy it, believe you me, and buy both versions. You won't be disappointed whatsoever. All right, so this is Danny the Ultrasonic Player with my first impressions of both Pokemon Sun and Moon. I'm going to turn it over to my good friend Ubernerd. And so again, to all you arcaders out there, keep playing like it's 1981. And also with that, continue to keep playing with power, because there are no limits.
Hey, hey, arcaders, welcome back. That was Danny the Ultrasonic Player. And thank you so much for your impressions of Pokemon Sun and Moon. I'm glad you got to send me that, and I'm glad the people got to hear all this. So, before we end the podcast today, I would like to go ahead and make a very formal announcement. But first, you guys got to know something. If you are loyal arcaders, if you are people who just listen to this podcast, if you are people who have never listened but you are listening to us now, we are planning, we have been planning this for a long time now, to revamp our website. Now, I won't tell you specifics what we're exactly doing, but we are going to update it, we're going to increase it, and we're going to bring it back. I know that our posts have been scarce as of late, but we're going to try to bring it back to what it was originally. And so, with that, there's been a new initiative to kind of up our ante. And so, as of this podcast, this is going to be the final episode of Pokemon Rewind as a solo podcast. A long time ago, I decided to try to test the waters with Pokemon Rewind and see how it was, and then I decided I loved it so much that I was going to make it its own separate podcast. But because of scheduling and because of life, it became harder and harder to record a podcast and give it the attention that it needed. And so, because of that, I had to take a hiatus for a little bit. And during that hiatus, I got together with the founder of the Arcade Archives Network, Raygun, and Danny the Ultrasonic Player, and some other contributors to the site. And we talked about, threw some ideas around, and me and Danny came up with an idea, and I think it's going to be a really good one. And it's going to encompass everything that we're passionate about. So, starting in the next few weeks, and I don't know exactly when we're going to have this new podcast up, but we are going to have a brand new podcast, and we are taking Pokemon Rewind and the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater podcast that we had originally, and we're going to combine them into this new podcast. The podcast will be called Beyond the Start Button, and we're going to basically talk about everything that makes us happy, everything that makes us passionate, and just being a nerd, just the joys of being a nerd in general. So look forward to that. I'm not going to give too much more details about the podcast, because we're going to talk about that more in the first episode of the podcast. But if you're looking for Pokemon Rewind, if you've gone back and listened to a lot of the older episodes, maybe you're listening to this on YouTube, maybe you're listening to this on iTunes, and you are gone back and listened to some of the older episodes, maybe you liked it, do not worry, okay? This is just going, it's not going away completely, it's just going to be transferred and added on to this new podcast. And we're still going to be talking about Pokemon, we're still going to be talking about the anime, we're still going to be talking about the games, We're still going to be talking about it. It's just for right now, we need to revamp and retool everything, and I feel that this is the best way to do it. Now, if you enjoyed Pokemon Rewind, if you really, really loved it, and you can't wait for this new podcast, or you want to just maybe leave your thoughts about this, you can now find me on Twitter and on Instagram with the same exact username. It's ubernerd527, UberNerd527. That's UberNerd527. You can find me on Twitter, you can find me on Instagram, and I would more than be happy to answer any of the tweets you send me or any of the comments that you send me on there as well. You can also contact us at on Instagram at The Arcade Archives Network as our official Instagram account, or on Twitter at Arcade A Network. That's also our official Twitter account for the website as well. So you can find us on there. On Facebook, it's Arcade1981. So facebook.com/Arcade1981. Or you can just look The Arcade Archives on Facebook as well. You can find us on there. So if you have any comments about Pokemon Sun and Moon, you want to talk a little bit about it, if you want to leave your comments, go to those places as well. You can leave your comments about that as well. Thank you all so much for listening to this podcast. And I really hope that you continue to listen to Beyond the Start Button. I hope that that podcast will pique your interest as well as this podcast did. And thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for continuing to help us out. And please make sure that you're commenting, you're liking, you're sharing with others, so that others can see, other people can become arcaders like yourselves, okay? And thank you again for Danny the Ultrasonic Player for your thoughts on the game. And we hopefully will be getting together soon so that we can record a podcast, our first brand new podcast of Beyond the Start Button. So, thank you guys again so much for joining us. And for all of us here at the Arcade Archives Network, for all of us here at Pokemon Rewind, thank you for listening. Best wishes, everyone.
You are listening to a podcast on the Arcade Archives Network. If you like what you just heard, visit our website at arcadearchives.com, where you can check out our audio podcasts, articles, and announcements of upcoming events. You can also email us at arcadearchivesnetwork@gmail.com. You can also go to iTunes and download not just this podcast, but our other ones as well. And be sure to leave us 5-star reviews too while you're at it. So until next time, keep playing with power, because there are no limits.
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.